give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you. Hope you're having a great day today. My, we had a marvelous Christmas dinner last night as a church out at the Dear Dutchman out in Plain City. They always do an outstanding job for us, and my, what a delightful time. Good food, good fellowship, a lot of laughter and fun, and a little time spent in God's Word, singing some carols as well, and just a delightful, delightful evening, and we thank God for it. And now we're moving on, December 13, 12 days to go until Christmas Day, and we're looking forward, and we enjoy the Christmas season. We're had a wonderful adult cantata this last Sunday. This coming Saturday, we'll go do some caroling. We carol at a nursing facility that our church goes to hold services in. We go there and sing, and probably go to a couple of folks' houses to sing as well. And we look forward to a great time together caroling. And then, of course, the Lord's Day services on Sunday at 9:30, 10:30, and 5:30. Well, listen, if your Bible's nearby, Daniel chapter 1, if you would please. Daniel chapter 1. And beginning in verse number 18, the Bible says, "Now at the end of the days that the king had said that he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm." I want you to think about what he just said there. He found them 10 times better. Daniel, we don't know the exact age when he was carried into captivity. A teenager, though, for sure. Somewhere, most believe, between 14 and 17 years of age. Now, the key is verse 8, when it says, "Daniel purposed in his heart not to defile himself with the king's meat and the king's drink." And so Daniel purposed in his heart. He was going to stand. He was going to have a good attitude. He was going to be godly. And God blessed that and promoted him in the kingdom. And though he didn't eat the king's meat and he didn't drink the king's wine, he nor his three friends, he communed when they came time to come before the king and the king communed with them. He knocked it out of the park. He said, "There's none like these four. They're wiser than anybody I have now on my staff." And so, in fact, they're not just better. They're 10 times better. Oh, listen. For Christians. Listen to me now. Young people, Christian young people, are you striving to desire to be 10 times better than the average teenager who doesn't know Christ? Young people in a Christian school, are you desiring to be 10 times better because your parents are sacrificing to get you in a Christian school? Or you're being homeschooled or home-taught? My friend, our teens in our Baptist churches or in our Bible-believing churches, are they striving to be 10 times better? Daniel said, "I'm not going to be like everybody else. I'm not just striving to be as good as somebody else. I'm not just looking at being mediocre or being average. I want to be 10 times better. 10 times better. Oh, my friend, I don't want to be mediocre. I'm not here to be average. I'm not here just to be the status quo. No. I want to be 10 times better. I've been given the Bible. I grew up in a Christian home. I grew up going to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. I shouldn't be average. I shouldn't just be mediocre. I ought to be 10 times better than those who didn't have that kind of an upbringing." Now, the Bible says something interesting. It says, "No blemish was in them." Personal appearance. Personal appearance. Listen to me. They didn't walk around with their underwear showing. They didn't walk around with their crotch or their pants down to their knees. They didn't walk around with their shirts unbuttoned or their hair uncombed or their face unshaven. They didn't walk around in shorts or mini skirts or tight tops or anything like that. Listen, undergarments are undergarments. They ought to be under your garments. They're not there to be seen. You say, why do we have to do all that? Because you're 10 times better. That's why. We're rising above the average. We're rising above the mediocre. We're rising above what everyone else is doing it. No, let's look at being 10 times better. How about skillful in wisdom? They were spiritual young men, because we know wisdom only comes from God. You know what, young people, teenagers, you're never too young to know God. You're never too young to develop a relationship with God. You're not too young to be spiritual. Don't you decide, well, I'm going to wait when I get older, I'll get spiritual. No, you get spiritual now. Average, listen, a teenager needs to read their Bible. A teenager needs to study their Bible. A teenager needs to know God's Word. 10 times better. Prayer time, Bible reading, meditation, being faithful to church. We're saying wisdom. Wisdom. You get skill and wisdom by being with God. And then the Bible says they understood science. They were educationally strong. They excelled in their schoolwork. They excelled in the classroom. We know they had to learn more than one language. And so don't slough off in school, young person. Don't settle for being average. Don't settle for being mediocre. Don't just go there and have fun and talk and be a problem. No, rise up. Oh, where are young people that'll rise up and say, I'm not just trying to be average. I'm not just trying to be status quo. I want to be 10 times better. Now, what you need, what do you need to be 10 times better? Here's what we need for this next generation. We need preaching. Preaching the truth of God. Timothy, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. It pleased God through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Oh, if you're going to be a 10 times better Christian, you need preaching. You see, teaching will burden you, but preaching will bother you. Teaching will capture your mind, but preaching will correct your heart. Teaching will make you concerned, but preaching will make you convicted. Teaching may comfort you, but preaching will convince you. Teaching may flatter you, but preaching will forbid you. Teaching may furnish you the facts, but preaching will force a decision. Teaching may help you, but preaching will humble you. Teaching may be lofty, but preaching will be loud. Teaching may be loved, but preaching will be laughed at. Teaching may be peaceful, but preaching will be powerful. Teaching may be promoted, but preaching has been proven. Teaching may reward you, but preaching will rebuke you. Teaching may refresh you, but preaching will reveal you. Teaching may put you to sleep, but preaching will make you shout. Teaching may tickle the ears, but preaching will trouble your soul. Teaching may make you thirsty, but preaching will transform your life. My friend, let's get back to the preaching of the Word of God. Oh, we have our teenagers in the service Sunday morning, and in the service Sunday night, and in the service Wednesday night. Why? They need preaching. They need preaching. Enough games, enough fun, enough frivolity. Let's get under the sound of the preaching of the gospel. So, the preaching, the Bible truth of the Word of God. Number two, pray. How do you get 10 times better? You pray. You say, well, I'm busy. You think Daniel wasn't busy? And he prayed 3 times a day without fail. You see, when the lion's den came up, Daniel's much, much older then. But you understand, he didn't just start praying. He'd been praying. He'd been praying all along. He just did as he did aforetime. Pray. Pray for yourself. Pray for your friends. Pray for your parents. Pray for your teachers. Pray for your pastor. Oh, my friend, there's so much to pray for. Pray for your missionaries. Pray for your teachers. Pray for your Sunday school teachers. Pray for your other church members. Pray for your grandparents. Oh, my friend, there's so much you can be praying for. Get yourself a little notebook. Get yourself a little list and begin to pray and ask God for things. Learn to pray. You need preaching to be 10 times better. You need prayer to be 10 times better. You need purity to be 10 times better. Daniel purposed in his heart not to defile himself. Listen to me. You better determine to be pure in this day and age or you will not be. You don't need birth control. You need spirit control. You don't need sex education. You need Bible salvation. You don't need the lust of the flesh. You need to be living for Christ. Keep thyself pure. Keep yourself untouched. Walk down that aisle one day on that wedding day and as a bride, present yourself to your husband, a pure bride. And a groom, present yourself to your bride as a pure groom. Now, to do that, you better get off the rock and roll. You better get off the MTV. You better get off the country music. You better get off the teen magazines. You better get off the movie theaters. You better get off streaming some of those movies you've been watching. You better get off that because your thinking will determine your living. And you're not going to fill your mind with that immoral stuff and turn out moral and pure. Purity. What do you need to be 10 times better? You need preaching. What do you need? You need prayer. What do you need? You need purity. Number four, you need power. You need power. Be filled with the Spirit. Is that for young people? Yeah, that's for young people. There's no age that you say, oh, God, use me now that I'm this age. No, God will use you. Spirit of God, fill me. Oh, there comes a time where you say, it's not my power, but your power. Lord, I don't care, and I don't want to see what I can do. I want to see what you can do through me. David, as just a teenager, was anointed by the king, by Samuel to be king, and the Spirit of God came upon him. Timothy, just as a teen, met and became a helper to the Apostle Paul. And eventually, Paul said, I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. And here Daniel, as a teenager, takes a stand in Babylon, filled with the Spirit of God. Are you filled with the Spirit, teenager? What are you waiting on? That's where the power is. It's not in yourself. It's in the Spirit of God. And then lastly, purpose. Purpose. Daniel purposed. Not only purpose in his heart not to defile himself, but over in the last chapter of Daniel, Daniel chapter 12, in verse 3, he says, they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. He purposed to turn many to righteousness. 10 times better. Listen, we're saved, but so many are lost. Would you purpose to turn many to righteousness? Oh, so many young people, you ask them, what's your purpose? Fame? To be a star? To be known? To make money? Well, that if that's your purpose, then you're promoting yourself. And that's where that little phrase, image is everything, comes in. But God's not concerned with your image, my friend. He's not concerned what you're trying to portray to others. What God is concerned about as a believer in Him is that you're conforming to the image of His Son, Jesus Christ. No, it's not about wealth. It's not about fame. It's not about business. 10 times better is a desire to turn many to righteousness, to turn many of the souls of men and women to Jesus Christ. We just passed 8 billion people in the world recently. They say you could put them 40 deep around the world, all the way around the world, circling the globe, and the line grows 30 miles every single day. Whose purpose is winning others? Whose purpose is getting out the gospel? Whose purpose is, like Isaiah, hear my Lord, send me? Oh, don't be normal. Don't be a normal teenager. Don't be a normal Christian. We're not here to be normal. We're here to be 10 times better. 10 times better. Forget, I'm just as good as. Or I'm not as bad as. Or I'm just average. I'm just normal. Nothing special about me. No, no, no. 10 times better. Say, God, make me 10 times better than others, just to be what you want me to be. How does that get accomplished? Preaching, prayer, purity, power, and purpose. And let's ask God that as the world looks at us and communes with us, they'll find that we're 10 times better than anything they have. And they'll, too, want to come to know Christ as their Savior. 10 times better. Boy, I like that. I like that. Oh, let's rise above mediocre today, will you? Make this the best Tuesday, December 13th, there ever was. It's the only one you'll ever have. And so we rejoice in that. Well, tomorrow I'll talk to you a little bit about God, how there's none like Him. Boy, I look forward to that, and I hope you will too. And of course, that'll be Wednesday, and that'll be church night, and we'll talk more about the midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. We will be having church, by the way, on Christmas Day at 10:30 Christmas morning and 5 p.m. Christmas night, as well as on New Year's Day at 10:30 and 5 o'clock on New Year's Day. They both fall on Sunday this year, and so I hope you can join us for those services. We sure would enjoy having you. All right, and again, thanks for listening to the Words to Encourage radio broadcast. We appreciate those of you who pray for us and who can support us from time to time. You're a blessing to us. I want you to have a great Tuesday, everybody, and I'll look forward to being with you on the broadcast tomorrow. Until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.